Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
From AccuWeather, this is Everything Under the Sun. Real news and real stories covering topics from the worlds of science, sports, and space. It's all the information you need to weatherproof your life. And now here's the host of Everything Under the Sun, AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
Friends, we welcome you into this week's episode here in the middle of the month of May, which happens to be National Water Safety Month. And as folks get ready to spend more time in the sun and water, we thought we'd bring to your attention an initiative by the folks at the National Pool and Hot Tub Alliance. It's called Step Into Swim. And this is trying to bridge that gap in terms of a lack of knowledge about how to prevent swimming tragedy. Former U.S. Olympic swimmer, now NBC broadcaster Rowdy Gaines is joining me next to talk about how we can prevent tragedy this summer with some tips and educational opportunities about swimming and safety. So friends, sit back and relax. It's time to talk about everything under the sun from AccuWeather.com. Chances are, if you've watched the Olympics over the last decades, you've heard and seen this man's excitement for the sport of swimming. He is a three-time Olympic gold medalist. He's now vice president of partnerships and development at PHTA, the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance, and he is leading this Step Into Swim initiative that we are going to talk about today, because as we get ready for these summer months, it's really concerning to a lot of folks, including myself, that there seems to be a growing gap in terms of education when it comes to water safety for our kids and even us adults. It is my pleasure to welcome to Everything Under the Sun, Rowdy Gaines. I'm excited to talk to you, Rowdy. I've been a fan of your work. You and Dan Hicks for years have been kind of the lead NBC sports swimming announcers on our Olympic coverage. And then the World Championships, which are coming up in July. And I know you're getting ready to do a meet, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But really excited to talk with you, not only about your swimming excitement and what you bring to that sport, but also this aspect, because it's concerning. I think with more and more people looking for, in other words, cheaper ways, I guess, to entertain themselves when things are costing so much these days, I think it's just a natural thing. Well, there's a stream out back, or there's a creek, or there's a lake, or there's a pool. We should just be able to jump right in, not have to worry about it. And that's really not the case. And I know that's what this survey that your group, second time you've done this survey, has kind of uncovered, that there is a knowledge gap, Rowdy, between people's thoughts about water safety and the reality of life here as we get ready for the summer months.
Right. And thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it. I'm amazed that more families do not know the staggering statistics behind water safety. I've been doing this a long time. And a big part of what we try to do at Step Into Swim is obviously get those children involved in swim lessons that can't afford them, but also to educate those families in those communities that really don't understand how important it is to keep your child safe in and around water. Drowning is an epidemic in our country. It is the leading cause. It's number one cause of unintentional death in children ages 1 to 4. So that ought to give you right away the hint that this is a big deal in our country. And, you know, the weather is starting to change. We're turning into summer, and water should be bringing joy to families. I don't know about you, but the most joy I've ever had in my life with my family was around water. Right? Yeah. Whether it was a pool or ocean or whatever.
Yeah, me too. I grew up in Millersville, Pennsylvania, and we had a community pool that was kind of funded by the Lions Club. And that was more common, I think, back when I was growing up. I'm in my mid to upper 50s now, as you are maybe a little bit in that zone too.
And younger. No, I'm way younger.
All right. Yeah, you look it too. But I think it was more common to have the ability to know community pools, community programs, and that swim lesson situation. It seemed to be much more, people knew about those programs more. They were much more available back in the day. Is that part of it, that we have less and less of those programs? And so people don't know as much about how to go get swimming lessons, how to go get this water safety information and training.
Yeah, that is a big part of it. And we actually had a study done recently where what was the reason why more African-American children don't know how to swim, for example? And the biggest reason was generational fear. That fear of the parent is passed down to their child. But the second reason is exactly what you're talking about, and that's access. And that's what we want to try to provide. Step Into Swim, if you go onto our website, we have a location finder to be able to try to find lessons in your area. But there are a lot of different lesson providers out there that give free and reduced cost lessons to children and to families that can't afford it. And that's our mission, to be able to literally save lives through swim lessons. Because if a child takes formal swim lessons, it reduces that risk of drowning by 88%.
88, that's how significant is that, right?
So we found the cure. Yeah, so we found the cure is what I'm saying. You know, there are so many worthwhile charitable organizations out there that are still looking for the cure to what they're trying to raise money for. Well, we found the cure, and it's swim lessons and the education part as well. But that's the whole idea for us, is to get your child into swim lessons and make sure that adult, make sure that parent is the first line of defense. That's my message when I go out and talk to communities around the country.
And then I think also, because, you know, as this study notes, there has been an increase in swimming lesson enrollment, but maybe the lessons aren't as good as they should be, or those lessons aren't translating as much to the parents that they are in the kids. And, you know, kids, you can give a lesson to a kid, an 8, 10-year-old kid all day. And sometimes you still need the parent or the adults in the room to step up and talk about that. What was concerning to me is 78% said they have access to a pool, but only 35% of adults were concerned about their child drowning in that pool. And that seems like a huge disconnect to me, Rowdy.
It really is. And I'm begging parents. I literally try to beg them, please make sure that you are watching your child 100% of the time. It doesn't matter whether it's in your backyard pool or in a hot tub behind your house, or even at the local Y where there is a lifeguard. 80% of drownings happen in front of an adult. Does that make sense? So
yeah,
it's not, most drownings are right in within 10 feet of an adult. It's because they're not paying attention. It's basically because of this smartphone that we have here that has become a huge distraction for families and parents. Also, a child can drown in as little as 30 seconds. It can take longer, but that's like sending a text or checking your laundry or answering the door. So again, you know, water is a magnet to children. And once a child learns there's water nearby, they're going to be attracted to that.
They want to go to it.
That's why a parent has to step up. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the other thing I think is the fact that I think most people assume that if a child or someone is drowning, that they're going to make a big splash. They're going to be struggling, right? And they're going to, if you're not paying attention, they're going to make you pay attention because of their actions. And that could be farther from the truth for a number of reasons. The drowning could occur because of a bump on the head and a knock unconscious situation. Or one thing that I wanted to talk about, being a meteorologist, and we're early in the season, just here in the month of May, we've got a lot of cold water out there in places like the cold oceans, the cold lakes, and jumping into that water can be a shock to the system and cause immediate stress that won't have you thrashing. It'll actually just kind of put you into a state where that makes the drowning situation easier. Am I getting all that right?
Absolutely. You're spot on. And in fact, drowning is a silent killer. It's not like the movies where a child, like you said, would scream and yell. That doesn't happen. The water envelops the lungs, and therefore there is no yelling or screaming, and there is no thrashing about. So many drownings happen at a party when there's 15, 20 kids in a pool, and an adult is not the water watcher, which is what we try to also preach, that they're not paying attention, and a child can slip under and the adult would never know. And you're right, the weather hasn't warmed up, especially in the Northeast, the Midwest, enough to where it doesn't shock the system. And in fact, the usual states that you think lead the drowning, obviously Florida, Texas, Arizona, California, Hawaii, but also the top 10 states are states like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, because of those cold water situations. Kids end up falling through the cracks and end up, especially in Minnesota where there's so much water. So yeah, you're right on about the fact that parents have to pay attention to the weather, especially. But even when the water warms up, there is still that danger.
Oh, absolutely. Right. We are talking with Rowdy Gaines, three-time Olympic champion and now Olympic broadcaster for NBC. And again, has provided the soundtrack to numerous Olympiads and our enjoyment of the sport of swimming, which we seem to have a love affair with, I think, every 3 or 4 years. I'm sure Rowdy wishes that love affair would go on a little longer between Olympic cycles. But that kind of thing is what it is. Swimming is certainly a great pastime. It's certainly a way in some of these really hot places to cool off. And so that's the thing. I mean, it's a necessary thing to be in water in times to not only enjoy yourself, but also for some people that don't have the adequate cooling and stuff relief. So this is especially important as we get into the teeth of summer here to be thinking about these things. One of the best things I could think about, Rowdy, is that adults need to get together and step up and say, look, if we're going to let our kids swim or be swimming in a situation, we got to make sure that there's either a lifeguard or we are making sure that we are protecting our kids with our presence, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that as well, because that parent, and as we have gone along and we have tried to understand what families are looking for in swim lessons and what they're looking for in protecting their child. So it is better. And it's better, especially in those lower income areas. The statistics have improved a little bit. For example, 10 years ago, 70% of African-American children did not know how to swim. That statistic has come down a little bit. It's now 64%. We still have a long way to go. That means a third of African-American children do not know how to swim. But it's not just a minority problem. 56% of Hispanic children don't know how to swim, and 40% of Caucasian children don't know how to swim. So it's across the board. So I think we need to understand that dynamic of educating those families is really important, and to have some layers of protection around your pool.
And Rowdy, when we're talking about swim lessons, when we're talking about giving a child or even a young adult, I mean, this, you don't have to be a child to have a swim lesson. I mean,
and
that's an important point too. Mm-hmm. I think some older adults who haven't been in this position to learn how to swim well are embarrassed by the fact that they don't know and don't want to go for the training. And that could be problematic, but you're not talking about taking a kid to learn how to do the butterfly or the breaststroke.
It'll be the next Michael Phelps. Right.
That's not what we want. What we want is respect for the water, understanding the problems that it can occur, how to make, do you remember one of the things that I retain so much from my swim lessons is how to make a personal floaty. If I fall into the water with my clothes on, that I could use my clothes, especially if I have a like thick jeans or something on, I can make a personal flotation device that can help me in a situation. Is that amazing that I remember that from about 40 years ago, Rowdy? These are the things that you learn, right? Not how to be, as you said, the next Michael Phelps.
And that's really our mission at Step Into Swim. Fortunately, I have an incredible support system with the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance and all our members. And they've kind of said, Rowdy, let's figure out what's the best way to teach a child how to be safe in the water, or safer. There's no such thing as being completely safe. The one key item that we try to tell lesson providers around the country is, let's teach that child how to float on their back, because that's the life-saving thing that we need to make sure that is understood when you're teaching a lesson, is if a child falls in the water, if they end up floating on their back, that can save their life. Because again, a child is usually not out of sight of their parent more than 30 seconds, a minute, maybe 2 minutes, but if they can float on their back, they can survive. So that's the survival skill. Not that I don't want them to become swimmers. I do. I want them to become the next Michael Phelps, because I love the sport of swimming and what it's given me. But our goal is literally to save lives. That's the whole idea behind Step Into Swim, and that's what we're trying to do.
And we got a great website for you folks to check out on that, and it's easy to remember. It's stepintoswim.org. Stepintoswim.org. We'll put that in our notes section down here. But you got news, you've got a way to find a swim class, ways to donate to this amazing program, because May is National Water Safety Month, and the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance with Rowdy and company really want to get that word out here early in the season that we need to do better in terms of our education and protecting everyone who's around the water. Rowdy, I want to take a little break here and I'll come back and we'll talk a few more minutes about your amazing, interesting life and what's going on and where we are in the swimming situation across the competition scenario. We'll talk to Rowdy Gaines a little bit more when we come back. You're listening to Everything Under the Sun from AccuWeather.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Whether you're at home getting ready for work, packing the kids' lunch, or commuting, listen to AccuWeather Daily. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and you'll get the top trending weather story of the day every day.
Friends, welcome back into Everything Under the Sun from AccuWeather.com. I'm your host, Dean DeVore. Really happy to be joined by Rowdy Gaines, Olympic champion, now NBC Olympic swimming broadcaster that you can hear not only during the Olympics every 4 years, but world championship broadcasting. And I guess Rowdy's in California, right? You're in California right now getting ready for a weekend pro series meet. Talk to us about what's going on in California and swimming right now.
Yeah, Dean, this is ramping up now to the Paris Olympic Games. Next summer, we're just over a year away from the Olympic Games. So this is a big summer heading up. We have the World Championships, as you mentioned, in Fukuoka, Japan this summer. So, you know, everybody loves swimming every 4 years. For about 3 or 4 months, we are in the spotlight. And that's
Right? From the Olympic trials and up through the Olympics. Yep. Rowdy and Dan are the men in terms of coming up with the swimming situation. We love you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate it. But and in fact, Dan and I will be calling our 9th Olympic Games together.
Wow.
And it's been a huge joy. And he's just he's a great friend and obviously the ultimate professional. But U.S. has been number one in the world of swimming for 67 years.
Okay.
Since 1956. That was the last time we were not number one. I say we. I'm not allowed to do that when I'm on NBC.
Yeah, but we understand.
The U.S., right?
Yes, right.
Well, but I can say it with you.
And also you're an American citizen, and you were an Olympic champion. I'll allow you the we there, okay? No worries.
But, you know, we have been number one for 67 years, and that's a testament to tradition, our great coaching system, our great club system. The sport of swimming has had the likes of a Michael Phelps, as we've mentioned, a Katie Ledecky, both of them the greatest male and female swimmer in history. And it's really helped our sport grow over the last generation. And I think when we get to the games next summer, the U.S. is still going to remain number one.
We're talking with Rowdy Gaines. One more quick question back to what we talked about, water safety. If you had a list of three things that you were going to tell, especially an adult when they're around kids who are going to be in the water, what are the three most important things that you would think to tell the adults in the room to keep an eye on?
Well, one, create barriers, because an adult is not going to be able to watch that child 24/7. They're going to end up taking their eyes off that child at some point, especially if they have a pool in their backyard or if the neighbor has a pool. So create those barriers, fences, anything that will keep that child out of that arena potentially. And also make sure you check for broken screens, et cetera, anything to create that barrier. Number two, when they are in the pool area, never, and I've said this, I don't know, 15 times during our talk today, but please never take your eyes off your child, because I get a Google alert every time a child drowns, and I get 3 or 4 a day, and I see how unnecessary most of them are. So that's the second thing, is never take your eyes off a child. And the third thing is put your child in swim lessons. Because ultimately, that's really, just in case you do take your eyes off of them, that's going to end up saving their lives potentially.
Rowdy, thanks to you and all the work that you and these fine folks are doing at the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance. And we look forward to your work on NBC going forward. And I'd love to talk to you again sometime down the road. This was awesome.
Dean, thank you so much and have a great summer. And hopefully we'll have good weather this summer for lots of joy and happiness for families around the water.
Again, if you'd like to get into that website with all that great information about safety tips and resources as we look at National Water Safety Month, the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance has put up that website at stepintoswim.org. All one word, stepintoswim.org. Thanks again to Rowdy and all the folks at the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance for setting up that interview. Friends, we'll roll on next week with more information where the weather meets your life. We'll check in with Brian Leda about some astronomy information coming ahead. We've got some gardening tips coming two in the next few weeks, and certainly some travel information as folks get ready to get out on the road. Where's the best options for national parks this year? Those have been filling up. We'll talk about that a little bit coming ahead in the weeks ahead, and also some of the situations when you go to the shore points, what to expect here as things have changed. Florida's not the same, especially where hurricanes have certainly been impacting there over the last year or two. We'll talk about all of that and more, thanks to the help from our hundreds of team members who work so hard every day to weatherproof your life. I'm especially grateful to two of those team members, our executive producers of this webcast and podcast, Ken Prell and Andrew Robb, for all of us in AccuWeather. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Rowdy Gaines for joining me. That was a thrill. We'll talk to you next week on Everything Under the Sun from AccuWeather.com.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe to, rate, and review Everything Under the Sun on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And of course, if you have an idea for a future podcast, just email us at accuweather.podcast@accuweather.com.